So you're going to read, right? And you discover really fast that you don't know how to read. What do you do? So, depends how badly you don't know how to read. But the best thing you can do, I think, is, assuming that you can actually follow along, is you just listen and read. So you get the audiobook. And I like to do this with a physical book, because I don't think you should be pausing and looking up words when you're... Because if you're doing that, it just means that either you're kind of wasting time, because what you need from reading when you're already conversational is you need to build that vocabulary normally, and you need to get good at reading, which is a separate skill from learning vocab words. So you shouldn't be looking up words. If you're looking up words and you feel like it's totally necessary, are you just not conversational yet? You just suck? Because then you are probably not going to get better at having conversations by doing this. That's something to consider. You might get better at reading, though. So yeah, the listening reading. Super powerful. You can also watch a movie with subtitles. Super powerful. But, wow, I'm just shining that right into the sun. That's retarded. Let me shine it on my glistening face. There you go. All right, my glistening red face, red neck out here. But yes, the power of listening while you read. So subtitles, it gets you kind of something, but subtitles are kind of weird. It's not the same thing as reading a book. But if you listen and read to some books, you can learn how a narrator sounds in your language. It is something you have to learn, I think. To be able to have something in your head that sounds like a native-sounding narrator while you read, instead of just stumbling over everything and failing to read. It is different, you know? Just being able to parse words, if you have a language where that's important to do, and just being able to have the right prosody for reading. So you can move on to just silently reading stuff without the audiobook. I think listening reading, super cool. Should definitely do it. Go find some audiobooks today at your local audiobook dealer. What I like to do is, because it's kind of hard to get audiobooks together with a real physical book, is I get as many of both as I can, right? Well, I get as many audiobooks as I can because they're harder to get. And then I get as many digital books as I can, but I prefer a physical book. So then after I've procured these, when I go to get my physical book, I kind of remember all the audiobooks that I have, because I don't have that many, really. I just have hundreds. So I was at the library, and they had a world languages section, right? So I was there, I was looking at the books in Japanese, and I remembered that I had audiobooks for two of them. I was like, great, pulled them out, and now I have the sacred combo. Another thing you do is you can go to a bookstore if you have one, and you can browse the books and see what's good. And when you find something that's good, you can then see if you can access the audiobook online, just on your phone, right? Bookstores hate it because it looks like you're gonna just buy their book online instead of buying it at their store, which is pretty lame. But you just screw them. Just look up the freaking audiobook, and if you can find it, then it's a good book to have. So here in America, you can do that with Spanish. Well, I say America like it's the same everywhere, but here in the desert, you can do it in Spanish. Because you can go to a bookstore and have a lot of books in Spanish, have like a whole Spanish section. But for other languages, it's just kind of, you know, I mean, you can buy books too, but I don't really have a ton of experience with that, because I don't like wasting money. When I went to Brazil, I was able to buy books at the bookstore, but I didn't feel the need to listen read very much. Because I kind of surpassed this level. Because it doesn't take long, right? The thing about reading is it's such a dense language amount in there, right? It's like 50,000 words. So if you just read 10 books, 20 books, I don't know. Depends, right? It depends on your language and stuff. But if you just read some books, then pretty quickly you're getting to millions of words. So, this listening reading stage could take a long time. I know people that study Japanese, the people I know of that have gotten pretty good, they tend to they watch a ton of anime with subtitles, and then they read a ton of like slop with the audio. They do listening reading with the audio. They have light novels with the audio. I think they kind of make all those into audiobooks. I don't know if that's true, but I think that's kind of how it is. But I never really wanted to do that. But with Russian, I've had an experience where it does take longer than I was thinking. Because with Portuguese, I was like, oh, it's just 10 books, right? And it's more than 10, right? So you have to do a lot of listening reading together, right? So this is where you're listening to the book while you read it, so that you're not trying to read. Because when you're trying to read and you don't know how to read, you're just messing up. And there's no corrective element. I think this is probably... Maybe this is why whenever anybody reads in any language, we read kind of weird, right? Like, we read not like a real person talking. And this might be because you just learn how to read, and that's it. There's no... You don't try to get better at reading aloud, unless you're an actor or something. So... only actors can fix this. But even then, they memorize the stuff and then they say it. So it's kind of different. Read more, kids. Listen to read before you read. Goodbye.